Mesechtas Menachos Daf Beis. We begin a new Mesechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. And let us begin with a short Akdama. And although we know that there are various types of Menachos that can be brought, however, we will not discuss all the details of the various types of Menachos, as we will discuss them later on in the Mesechta. We will mention many types of the various types of Menachos. And there's Minchas Macheshes, Minchas Machvas, there's Minchas Mafitano, the Minchas Seiles, a Minchas Nesachim, Minchas Chavitin, the Minchas Chinuch, there's a Minchas Chareva, which didn't have oil and didn't have levaina, and those were brought for the Minchas Chaytai and the Minchas Saito or the Minchas Kenais. And as we know, they brought the Minchas Imam Pesach, and on Shavuos, together with the Shtei Chvasim, they would bring the Shtei Alechem. In addition, every single week, they would be makriv the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan, and that was also considered a Mincha. In general, we know that after the Kohen would do Kmitza, and he would place the Kmitza onto the Mizbeach, then the rest of the Mincha, called the Shiorah HaMincha, could be eaten by the Kohenim. However, we know that there's an exception to the rule, as a mincha of a kohen or a mincha of a kohen gadol was actually kulei kol. And just like we learned in Masechtas Zvachim, that there are dalad avida shebedam, which was chita kabbalah halacha and zrika, so there are also four corresponding avidas by a mincha. They are kmitza, which corresponds to shkita, as well as nesina beklishares halacha and haktara. And let us keep in mind that specifically at the beginning of Masechtas Menachos, we will find a lot of the gemaras will be very similar to the gemaras that we just learned in Masechtas Zvachim. Just like the first Mishnah, Masechtas Zvachim began, Kol HaZvachim Sheshachtin Shalei Lishmon K'sheirei Sela Shalei Ol L'Bailam Shem Chayva, aside for a Korban Chatos and a Korban Pesach, that would actually be Pasol. Our Mishnah also begins, Kol Menachos Shenikmetu Shalei Lishmon K'sheirei Sela Shalei Ol L'Bailam Shem Chayva, Chutz Minchas Chaytei or Minchas Kenais. Now Mishnah teaches us that if a Kohen does Kmitza on any Mincha, and he does so Shalei Lishmon, then it would be Kosher, however it will not be Ol L'Bailam Shem Chayva. For example, if someone stated, I'll bring a minchas adava, then the kmitza was done, shalei lishman, and although the mincha would be kosher, and you could continue to do all the avodais, and the kohen could do kmitza, would then be able to eat tishrayim, however, this mincha would not be all bailum shem chayva, the owner would have to bring another korban mincha, and as Rashi brings at the top of the amid, kol menachos shenikmetu shalei lishman, kegon shis nativ minchas macheshes ve'via, for example, if someone made an adava to bring a minchas macheshes, and he actually brought that mincha, becomes a kohen however, the Kohen did the Kmitza and he stated, I am bringing this as a Machvas, and Ksheirais for Kremtsa Nikta, Vishirei and Nacholin, Elshla Ol Bailam Shem Chayva, Blayotzi de Nidrai, Vitzarach Lavi Acheris, Lashem Machreshes. Even though we stated that we will not explain the exact characteristics of each Mincha, however, since Rashi brought down the Minchas Machvas and Minchas Machreshes, so let us explain what the difference is between those two Menachos. As Rashi states in Mesechta Zvachim on Daf Tassam and Beis, that these two Menachos were actually fried, however the frying pan or the kli that was used to fry them was different, and as Rashi states, Shnei kelim shebehem matagim sa menachos shekol menachos hayo esa chalos and machvas sofo ma'aseh kashim, and the minchas machvas was made in a pan that was flat, therefore the oil spread out, it got absorbed very well into the dough, and the actual result was a harder piece of bread. The mitoch shekli tzof ma'aseh mespashtin va'or sayif esa shemen, however macheshes is amuka, the kli called macheshes was a deeper pan, umaser reichshin v'rachin she'ina or surface hashemen uchashemniach adam etzpoyale nirik meirachashes. Therefore, the resulting product was softer and it was sponge-like. And if someone would place their finger on it, the mincha would shake. And our mishnah continued that even though we just stated that any mincha that was brought shalei lishman k'sheiris al shalei ol b'alim shem chayva, however, there are two exceptions. As if someone brings a minchas chayte or minchas kenoi shalei lishman, then the mincha would actually be pasul. And Rashi explains chutz min minchas chayte kagoyin ahidim etamim mikdash tichsib beviyikra v'moisasi gadol l'shtei serim. Adds the pesukim in Pashas Vayikra Torah us, if one is ivan tumas mikdash v'kedoshav or on shvuas bitoy or on shvuas eidos, then they would bring a carbon eil v'yared, and of course they would bring a carbon mincha bedali dalois. If they brought that carbon mincha shalei lishman, and the carbon mincha would be pasal. And Rashi continues, minchas kenais refers to the mincha saita the husband of a saita would bring as a carbon to the base of mikdash. And Rashi continued that just like we saw in Masechtas Zvachim, that although the Mishnah spoke about someone that did Shechita Shalei Lishman, however, the dinner of the Mishnah did not only apply to Shechita, and it applied to Dala Avida Shebedam, and it applied to someone that did Shechita Kabbalah Hilacha Ozrika Shalei Lishman. So the same applies, Binagea Kar Mincha, and as Rashi continues, Shem Klumtsin Shalei Lishman, Kagoyin Lashem Nadava, Oy Nasa Makliyas Akkaimit Shalei Lishman, Oy Hoylich, Oy Hikta Shalei Lishman, then the dinim of our Mishnah would still apply. Keep in mind that just like we saw in Masechtas Zvachim, that the Mishnah wasn't only talking about a Machshava Shalei Lishman, but the din of a Mishnah also apply to Shinu Bailim, so the same din would apply to our Mishnah. And if instead of the Kohen performing Kmitza L'Shem Ruvain, he performed Kmitza L'Shem Shimon, then the din of our Mishnah would still apply. That would get all Menachos, it would be Ksheris, El Shle Olu Bailim Shem Chayva. And of course, the same two exceptions would apply, Chutz Menachos Chayte and Menachos Kanais. Let us also keep in mind that as we mentioned in Masecht HaZvachim, that although our Mishnah seems to be talking about Machshav Shle Lishman, however, as Rashi and Tesis point out, that Machshava does not actually mean Machshava, and it actually means Dibur. And as Rashi states, 8 lines from the bottom of that base on a base, Kol Machshava de Kachem, Hoytzaz Dibur Bepehu, Kedarminu Bab Metzia, Akol Dva Peshel, Chayiv ala Machshava Kamaisa, Adi Lab Metzia Bepeh, Machshavto Ilamayin Chayiv la Ayin Sham. And keep in mind that these sheet is Rashi and Tesis, and other Rishonim argue in them. However, whenever we will mention the word Machshava, we don't necessarily mean Machshava Ba'alma, and we are actually referring to Dibur Bepeh. And I in the top tesis Dibur Maschol Kol Menachash Nikbutzu Shloim Lishman Ksheris El Shloim Olu Bailam Shem Chayva. That tesis points out Avoda Kamaisa Nokat Vehu Adin Nesina Bekli Vayloch Baktara Hidiktani Seifa. And as we just mentioned from Rashi, and tesis continues Vidal Avodas Yesh Bekoimitz Kineged Dal Avodas Sheyesh Bedam Kedamin Lakamam Perak Beis Over Perak Hamavet Zvachim Over Oisin Dal Avodas Pasul Machshavas Shloim Lishman Umachshavas Pigel Dechutzus Mani Vechutzul Mekaymai Al Betruf Vagasha Ein Machshav Paiselas. The Mishnah just stated Chutz Minchas Chayte and Minchas Kanais. The Mishnah continues to give examples of Shloim Lishma by Minchas Chayte and Minchas Kanais. And as the Mishnah continues, Minchas Chayte and Minchas Kanais Shekamatz and Shloim Lishman or Nosim Bekli or Vehilech or Vehikter Shloim Lishman, and he performed any of the 4 avodas of a mincha Shloim Lishman, and he did with Moshem a different type of mincha Lishman v'Shloim Lishman or Shloim Lishman l'Lishman psulais, or he did one avodas and at the beginning of the Avodah, he had in mind to do it for the proper Mincha, and then at the end of that same Avodah, he had Kavanah for a different Mincha, or in the opposite case, where he initially started off the Avodah Shalei Lishman, and then he finished the Avodah by having Kavanah Lishma. So ultimately, since he had Kavanah Shalei Lishman, I had Minchas Chayte or Minchas Kanais, and therefore Psulais, so the Kar Mincha would be Pasol. As Rashi continued, Oy Chishe Ba'achas Ma'Avodah Salalu, Harenu Oyvah Lishman V'Shalei Lishman, Oy Shalei Lishman V'Lishman, so Be'ilu Shtei Menachah Psulin. So in regard to these 2 menachos, that these menachos would be pasul, even the kohen would be makter the kmitza, would not be able to eat the shirayim of this carbon mincha, as Rashi states with time and farish b'gemara, as we will learn in daf dalam and aleph. And Rashi continues b'hadatana oish loy lishman v'lishman. And why did the Mishnah have to give the example of lishman v'shloy lishman? Then also give an example of shloy lishman v'lishman. And Rashi explains leitema lishman v'shloy lishman who did pasul the tveis lashon achrayin. That maybe it's only in the case where you initially had Kavanah Lishman, then he changed to a Kavanah Shalei Lishman, so the Mincha would be Pasol as Tzvois Lashon Achrayin of a Shalei Lishman V'Lishman Lai. But maybe we would think that by the fact that he had Kavanah Lishman at the end of an Avodah, so maybe that would actually fix the Avodah, and the Karbon would not be Pasol. Some are Gerus and Rashi, Kamash Malon, the Apig Mar Dvarav, Adam Nitvas, that a person is also Nitvas Big Mar Dvarav, and the Kolshkin Betchilus Dvarav. Therefore, in both of these cases, the Mincha would be Pasol. The Mishnah continues to explain, Ketzav Lishman V'Shalei Lishman. That was an example where someone had originally had Kavanah for Lishma and then had Kavanah Shalei Lishman. And the Mishnah is discussing a case where someone wanted to bring a Minchas Chayte. And the Mishnah's example is where initially he had Kavanah Lishem Minchas Chayte and then he had Kavanah Lishem Minchas Adava. And similarly, the Mishnah continues Shalei Lishman and Lishman. That was an example of Shalei Lishman and Lishman. Once again, we're discussing a person that's bringing a Minchas Chayte. Initially he had Kavanah Shalei Lishman and he had Kavanah Lishem Minchas Adava. And then at the end of the same Avodah, he had Kavanah Lishma and he had Kavanah Lashem Minchas Chayte, and in both of these cases, the Karban Mincha would be Pasol. We already mentioned this point, but Ayin Taisis, who makes this point as well, and Taisis in Dibur Maschol Shloim Lishman states that even though it's Mashma from our Mishnah, that we're talking about a specific case of Shina Kodesh, and as the Mishnah just gave us examples, that Lishma was Lashem Minchas Chayte, and Shloim Lishma was Lashem Minchas Adava, and we have Zak Taisis, who had in Shina Bailim, Kinu Muchach Begumar, Parakamadis Vachim, and Taisis explained the Shem Pshitle Lashas Bechol Duchte, the Shina Bailim Kishina Kodesh, that there is no differential between Shina Bailim and Shina Kodesh, and the dinum that applied to Shina Kodesh also applied to Shina Bailim. Kitirutz Shel Rabba, just like we saw that Rabba gave a teretz in the Gemara Masechet Zvachim, Kam B'Shina Kodesh, Kam B'Shina Bailim, Inam Masisa, Perak Beis Shammai, L'Shem Shisha Dvarim, Zevach Nizbach, L'Shem Zevach, L'Shem Zeveach. Certainly we don't differentiate between Shina Bailim and Shina Kodesh, and I in the next place is Dibu Maskel, L'Shman V'Shalei L'Shman, B'Perak Kam Zvachim, Maskinon, if someone doesn't have any Kavanah and doesn't say what type of mincha he's trying to bring, then it's certainly valid solid, and as Tesis states, maskinon the stomach kol shmon kamar ayin shom. And finally, before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that our Mishnah just spoke about the outcome of having kavana shloy lishmon ayin Rashi mesechtes zvachim on daf beis and beis. One would actually be oivan isa if he has kavana shloy lishmon, as Rashi states that the Gemara mesechtes zvachim on daf choftes and beis teaches us also lachashe bekotchim v'yalf mikra d'lo yichashev. This pasuk is stated b'negei a pigol, but the ma'aser the pasuk is telling us that you shouldn't have the wrong kavana, and therefore if someone has kavana shloy lishmon, then he would be oivan isa v'lo yichashev. And our Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated kol menachish nikmitzu shloy lishmon kshirais el shloy ol lebaylam shem chayva, and the Gemara is lama lemisnei ella listnei v'lo ol lebaylam shem chayva. The Gemara is bothered that we learned in Maseches Pesachim adaf Gemara beis oilam yishna adam l'tamidai derech kitzara. And if so, why did the Mishnah use the extra word ella, and the Mishnah could have just stated v'lo ol lebaylam shem chayva? This is how Rashi Maseches Svachim adaf beis explains the Gemara's question. It is also the first mahalach of the Shita in our Gemara, and Ayin Shem, where the Shita stated pirish tarmina lo ilam yishana adam derech kitzara. And the Shita continues with the second explanation. Inami yishloima lamu lemisnei ella denuchshna ella mashma diyeshkan kashrus habe ve'im behem mishum psol lo shloy olu. And the Gemara is bothered ve'iz a kashrus diyesh behen raksha kaimitz nikda v'ashurayim necholin. And if so, why is the Mishnah used the lashon ella? And our Gemara answers hakam ashvlan ve'ina chenami. A Mishnah is trying to teach us a chiddush, and the Mishnah is trying to teach us lebaylim hud loy olu shem chayva haminchah gufa kshira va'asal shnuye. The only problem with this mincha is that it's not olu lebaylim shem chayva. However, it's still a full-fledged mincha. Therefore, if, for example, the kohen had machshava shloy lishman during kmitza, and the kohen has to continue doing the rest of the avodah of kmitza lishman, and he can't be mishana, as if he would do so, then it would be over the issa of leyechashev. As Rashi states, ela mashma the chol dina kmincha kshira ela zebel vad. And as the Gemara continues, kid Rava, this is like the din of Rava that Rava taught us in Masechtas Zvachim, as the Amr Rava, as Rava taught us on that bezem and alf in Masechtas Zvachim, oila sheshachta shloy lishma. If one did shchita of a carbon oila shloy lishma, then even though it's like all the baylam shem chayva, but it would still be asal lizrik dama shloy lishma, and he bayis im a svara and he bayis im a kra. The reason for this din is either based on a svara or based on a pasuk. As the Gemara continues, he bayis im a svara mishum de mishani ba kol hani lishani ba v'nezal. That do you think that just because you made one shinu in this carbon, so do you think that you should just go and do shinuim and the rest of the avodas, and certainly you should continue doing the rest of the avodas properly? Gemara continues v'ibayisei makra, and if you want, I could tell you that we learned this from a pasuk. The pasuk in Pasuk Kisaytse tells us meitzis v'sechet tishma v'asisa kashin adat l'ashem alakecha nedava shedibat b'ficha. The Gemara is bothered with the steer in the pasuk, as the pasuk started off and spoke about a neder, and then it mentions the dava. Therefore, the Gemara asks the dava that why does the pasuk state that it's a dava nedhu if we already stated that this was brought as a neder? Karle neder v'karle nedava. Why does the pasuk refer to this both as a neder and as a nedava? Some are actually gurious only one of these questions, either the gurious nedava nedahu or the gurious karle nedava karle nedava. In any case, the Gemara is bothered as to the meaning of the pasuk, and therefore the Gemara explains elum kamashin adata sisiyei neder. The pasuk is teaching us that if someone made a neder, stated a reilai neder, that I'm chayiv to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he brought the carbon and he brought it properly, then it'll be yoytze is chayiv to bring a carbon and he won't have to bring another carbon. However, if he actually did a shalei lishman, therefore it would be leol lebaylam shem chayva, and the first carbon he brought will be like an adava ba'alma, and will still be obligated to bring another carbon, or to be yaitze is chiyah to bring a carbon. And as Rashi states at the bottom of Amid, im kamoshin and dar tasisa lishma yehi neda klem yatzas yidei nidrecha vim lav, but if we brought this carbon shalei lishma yehi nidava v'yavi acheres l'nidrei. And the Shita, who actually explains this very nicely in the psukim, as the pasuk stated meitzis v'sechat tishma v'sisa kan shen nidat l'ashem alakech nidava shedibat v'ficha, he explains v'hachi purusha dekra im meitzis v'sechat tishma v'sisa meitzis v'secha oz yehi mamish k'moshin nidata v'vim lav l'ashem alakech nidava. But if you didn't bring this carbon properly and you brought a shalei lishma, then this carbon will still be l'ashem alakecha and it will be a nidava. Some agurius in Rashi, the rai of the Gemara from this pasuk is that alma medami l'nidava, that we see from this pasuk that if you brought this carbon shalei lishma, then it's considered like a nidava. Hai shenishchat shalei lishma v'kiyum nidava hi asal shnuyah ba, and since it's still considered a regular carbon but it's considered a carbon nidava, then certainly the isal shnuyah ba still applies. It would still be asa for someone to do the rest of the avodah shalei lishma. As our Gemara states, we continue on that beis and beis, and as Rashi in Masechtas Zvachim states, loy l'shem rishayna, and as Rashi states at the top of Daf Beis and Beis, the Nedavim Mishari l'shnu ba v'aksib, but the pasuk in Pashat Vayikra states im zevach shlam kabanai shetei zvich l'shem shlamim. That is of course the makor that the Gemara Masechta Zvachim brings that a carbon has to be brought l'shma, and in Rashi Masechta Zvachim and Daf Beis and Beis, where Rashi actually states that the makor for the issur of machshav shlo l'shma is from the pasuk in Pashat Tzav in the Gei Pigol, where the pasuk states hamakrav oisay le'yechashev, as we previously explained, and I in the bottom two tesis on that Beis and Aleph, where tesis discusses the Lashon Neder and Nedava, and I in the bottom tesis where tesis states from Lavi and Nedava, afagav the parakam de Rosh Hashanah, pasuk dashens this entire pasuk b'negei about ta'achar. Certainly, the issa about ta'achar is not relevant after Shchita, and how could our Gemara be asking this question b'negei Neder and Nedava? We're referring to after Shchita, as you already performed avodah shloi l'shma. Tesis explains hachadars mi pasha dekra the mashma dekar leilu Neder and Nedava ayin sham. And our Gemara continues, Leim Masisin Leik Rav Shimon, let us say that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rav Shimon, the Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa of Shimon Aymer, called Menachah Nikmatsu Shalai Lishma, and Kshiris, the Olu Bail Mashem Chayva. Rav Shimon teaches us that all Menachahs that Nikmatsu Shalai Lishma are not only Kasha, but they're also Olu Bail Mashem Chayva. And Rav Shimon continues, Shein Menachahs, Daimel Sazvachim, that the Dinu Menachahs are not similar to Zavach, Shakhimits Machvas or Shumacheshas, Masel Mukhichalel Shumachvas, as if someone is bringing a Milchas Machvas. Even if while he's bringing the Milchus Machvas and he's doing the Avodah properly, he's bringing all the ingredients on a shallow pan and he stated, I'm bringing this carbon as a Milchus Machashas, then certainly everyone will realize that it's actually a Milchus Machvas. And as Rashi states, Maser Mukhichen Shumachazev, and everyone will realize that he's actually lying. The Machashas Amuko, Maser Reich Shimrachin, Machvas Safo, Maser Koshin, Beper Kol Menachas Boyus Matzah, and as we explained previously, and therefore his actual Machshava doesn't have any effect on the carbon, and not only is the Milcha Kasha, but it's all Bail Mashem Chayva. Rav Shimon continues with another example that if someone is bringing in Milchas Chayte or Milchas Kenais, which are both called Milchas Chareva, as they're both dry Menachais, as they're brought without Shemen, without Levina, and as the Pasuk states, Le'yitin Le'a Shemen V'le'yasim Le'a Levina, and if the Kohen will bring the Milchas Chareva L'shem Belula, he will say that I'm bringing it as any other type of Milcha, which is brought with oil and Levina, once again, Maser Mukhichin Le'a Shei Chareva, and therefore, once again, it's Muchach, that he's actually lying, and it's clear that he's bringing a Milchas Chareva, therefore his Dibur could have no effect on this carbon, and therefore not only is it kosher, but it's all Bail Mashem Chayva. And Rav Shimon taught us that a Milcha is different than a Zevach, and it's different than a carbon behema. And as Rav Shimon continues, Al Buzvachim Enokain, Shchita Achas L'Kulon, Vizrika Achas L'Kulon, Vekabola Achas L'Kulon, and therefore, as Rashi explains, Al Buzvachim Enokain, Inlem Maisa Mechiach, there's no Maisa that's being done that's Mechiach as to what type of carbon you're bringing, and Hilkach Mahani Bushinui to lay all Lashem Chayva, and therefore certainly Rav Shimon would agree to the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim that teaches us calls Zvachim Shenizbuch Shloi Lishman that the Ksheris El Shloi Olu Bailu Mishem Chayva. And as Rashi points out in Diba Maschal Belula, Bahashta Pligam Asisin led Rav Shimon Mitati, and it comes out that our Mishnah is actually Chaylik Rav Shimon regarding two dinim, as Chodin Asisin Tati Bechol Menachis to lay Olu. As number one, our Mishnah taught us that by all Menachis aside for the Minchas Chayte and Minchas Kenais, if one brought them Shalei Lishman, there will be Le Olu L'Bayil M'Shem Chayva. And Rav Shimon just taught us, not only is the Mincha Kasha, but it's Olu L'Bayil M'Shem Chayva. And V'chadah, the Kapasal Tana Didan, Minchas Chayte L'Gamri, that our Tana taught us that a Minchas Chayte or Minchas Kanois that was done Shalei Lishman would be Pasal. And Rav Shimon just taught us that all Menachah Shenikmetsu Shalei Lishman Aksheres for Olu L'Bayil M'Shem Chayva, and he was not Mechalit between any other Mincha and a Minchas Chayte or Minchas Kanois. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that a bit later on the Amid, the Gemara will ask a Sira as to the Shita of Rav Shimon. As we just saw, that seems that Rav Shimon holds that if someone brought any carbon mincha, there will be kosher v'ol l'bayil m'shem chayva. And we will see a brisa later on where Rav Shimon will teach us that regarding any mincha that is brought shalei l'shman, the din will be kosher v'ol l'bayil m'shem chayva. And if someone brings a minchas chayte or a minchas seite shalei l'shma, then it will be pasal, as our Mishnah stated. And the Gemara will bring three different terutzim, as the Gemara will bring the teretz of Rabba on our Amid, and then on Daf Gimel we will see the terutzim of Rava and Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi will answer and explain the shita of Rav Shimon that the only time that Rav Shimon stated if one brings a karam mincha shalei l'shma there will be kosher and olu l'bayil m'shem chayva only if when he's doing kmitza he stated harini kaimitz machvas l'shem machashas. Since he didn't mention anything about a karam mincha and he just mentioned the actual pans called a machvas and a machashas, so as Rashi explains divruach ba'almininu, and therefore it's like ma'il b'lei ma'irid, and it won't have any effect on the karam mincha, and that's That's why Rav Shimon stated in our Braisa, not only would the Mincha be Kasheirais, but it would be Olu Bailam Shem Chayva. The Braisa that we will see later on, where Rav Shimon will actually state that if someone brings a Mincha Shalei L'Shma, that although it will be Kasher, but it will be Olu Bailam Shem Chayva, that is in a case where the Kohen that's doing the Kapitza of a Karban Minchas Machras actually states that I'm having Kavana to bring a Karban Minchas Machrashes. And this case, since he mentioned the name Mincha, Rav Shimon states that although the Karban is Kasher, but Olu Bailam Shem Chayva, and that is exactly like the din of our Mishnah, where our Mishnah explained the case of Shloi L'Shmai L'Shmai L'Shem Minchas Adav L'Shem Minchas Chaytei, and since he actually mentioned the word Mincha, therefore it would be Olu Bailam L'Shem Chayva, and therefore the fear of Ashi, our Mishnah could be going even according to the Shita Rav Shimon. And as our Gemara continues, Onichel Rav Ashi the Omar, who explains the theory in Rav Shimon that Kam Bekayim Its Machbes L'Shem Acheshes, that our Brisa that states that it's Kosher V'Olu Bailam L'Shem Chayva, is where the Kohen didn't mention anything about a Mincha, and he just mentioned the type of kli, and Kam Bekayim Its Minchas Machbes L'Shem Minchas Acheshes, and where Rav Shimon states in another Brisa that it's Kosher V'Olu Bailam L'Shem Chayva, that's in a case where while the Kohen was doing the Kmitza or performing any of the other avodas of a Karban Mincha for a Minchas Machvas, he stated that he wants to bring a Minchas Machashas, and since he mentioned Mincha, therefore it's Le'ol L'Bailam Shem Chayva. And as the Gemara states, Masisim Mincha L'Shem Minchahi, that our Mishnah can be going like the Shita Rav Shimon, as our Mishnah is talking about a case where he was bringing a Mincha, and he actually stated that he wants to bring it for a different type of Mincha, and he mentions the name Mincha. And similarly, Rav Shimon would agree that if he's bringing a Minchas Chaytei or a Minchas Kenois, and he actually mentions that he's bringing in a different type of Mincha, then it would be Pasul Gamri, and therefore our Mishnah could even be going like Rav Shimon. However, the Gemara continues and is El Rabba V'Rava Ma'ik L'Meimah, but according to Rabba and Rava, who give different terutzim as the stira in the words of Rav Shimon, and as Rashi states, the Mishan La B'Taymei Achrina can refresh the Kaman, and as we will see a bit later on this Amid, the Shita of Rabba, and we will see in Daf Gimel the answer of Rava. So Ma'ik L'Meimah, so how would we explain our Mishnah? And it would seem that the town of our Mishnah could not be Rav Shimon. And the Gemara now continues to explain this in detail. And the Gemara will quote the answer of Rabba as well as the answer of Rava. And as the Gemara continues, as if you will try to explain that our Mishnah could be going like the Shita Rav Shimon, even according to the Teretz of Rabba, as Rabba explained that Rav Shimon only stated that Mincha has brought Shalei Lishman would be Kosher V'Olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva, but the Shina was Shina Kodesh, and as Rav Shimon stated, Maseh Muchichan Leah, as if you will bring a Machbas L'Shem Macheshes or a Macheshes L'Shem Machvas, then that will not have an effect on the actual Mincha. People will realize that clearly your words aren't correct. Certainly you've been chazev and you're lying. Certainly based on the kli that you're using, you're bringing the proper mincha. And the brisa that the Gemara will bring later on, Rav Shimon is talking about a case when the kohen was doing davoida, he had kavana of shinu bailim, and instead of having kavana, he's bringing the mincha for Ruvain. He stated, I'm bringing this mincha for Shimon. And certainly in this case, it's not maseh mechichan leah, and therefore the karm would be kosher, but loy olu bailim shem chayva. And if he was bringing a mincha schayte, then the mincha would be completely pasal. Possibly we could say that according to Rabba, our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case of Shinu Bailim. Our Mishnah can be going like the Shita of Rav Shimon, and that's why Mishnah teaches us that it's Kasha V'loi Olu L'Bailim Shem Chayva. However, the Gemara states, HaMastis and Shinu Kodesh Hu, that clearly our Mishnah is talking about a case of Shinu Kodesh. Diktani, as our Mishnah stated, Ketzad L'Shman V'Shloi L'Shman, and the Mishnah specifically gave an example of L'Shem Minchas Chayta L'Shem Minchas Adava, which is clearly a case of Shinu Kodesh, and it's not a case of Shinu Bailim. Therefore, certainly if you Rabba, the town of our Mishnah cannot be Rav Shimon. Similarly, the Gemara continued, V'inami could have come Mishani Rava, Kam Bekayim Its Mincha L'Shem Mincha, Kam Bekayim Its Mincha L'Shem Zevach. And similarly, if you would want to say that our Mishnah can be going like the Shita Rav Shimon, and like Rava explained, then our Braisa that taught us that Rav Shimon holds that a Mincha that's brought Shalei L'Shman is Kasha V'Olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva. That is where a Kohen is doing a Kmitza on one type of Mincha, and he stated, I'm bringing it for a different type of Mincha, and it's only in that case where Rav Shimon holds that the Mincha would be Kasha V'Olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva. However, Rava explains that even Rav Shimon agrees that if a Kohen is doing Kmitza on a Karban Mincha, he states that I'm bringing this as a Karban Behema. For example, he states that I'm bringing it as an Oila, then the Mincha would be Kasha, V'Loi Olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva. And we could say that our Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon, and it's talking about a case where one was bringing a Mincha, and he said that he's bringing it L'Shem Zevach. However, once again, the Gemara explains that certainly this can't be the case, as HaMasisa Mincha L'Shem Minchahi, as our Mishnah is certainly talking about a scenario where a Kohen was bringing a Mincha, and he stated he's bringing it for a different type of Mincha. Diktani Shalei L'Shman V'L'Shman L'Shem Minchas Adav L'Shem Minchas Chaytei. And certainly, as Rav stated, Rav Shimon would hold that in this case, not only would it be Kasha, but the Mincha would be Olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva. Therefore, certainly, even according to Rav, the Tanav Mishnah could cannot be Rav Shimon. The Gemara states that Inachanami El Rabbi V'Rava Machvato Masistin like Rav Shimon. That Inachanami, according to Rabbi and Rava's understanding of Rav Shimon, and certainly the Tanav Mishnah is not Rav Shimon. And Rashi points out that Benegei Rabba, the Gemara stated Hamasnisin Shimon Kodeshu, and we brought a raya from a Mishnah that stated Ketzav Lishman V'Shloi Lishman L'Shem Minchas Chaytul L'Shem Minchas Adava. And when discussing the Teretz of Rava, so the Gemara also brought a raya that our Mishnah cannot be like Rava, as a Masnisin Minchas L'Shem Minchay Diktani Shloi Lishman V'Lishman L'Shem Minchas Adava L'Shem Minchas Chaytay. 6 lines before the end of the narrow lines of Rashi, Rashi states V'Hadim Nokalak Shuyim Masnisin Mishloi Lishman V'Lishman, which is the second case of our Mishnah, who had in the Masalak Shuyim Milishman V'Shloi Lishman, which is really the first case of the Mishnah, Kedakshin L'Rabba El Kisidram Masnisin Nokal V'Azol. However, the Gemara wanted to use different cases from our Mishnah, and the Gemara was just trying to show that from various parts of the Mishnah, we can prove that both Lefi Rabba and Lefi Rava, Mishnah is not going like Rav Shimon. Keep in mind that we didn't explain the terutzim of Rav Ashi, Rabba, or Rava in great detail, as the Gemara will explain it further in great detail, and we just pointed out in order to understand the Gemara at this point. We will now continue with the Gemara, and at this point of the Gemara will ask a stira as to what the Shita of Rav Shimon is, and the Gemara will bring the terutzim of Rav Ashi, Rabba, and Rava, and the Gemara will first bring the teretz of Rabba, and on the bottom of Daf Beis and Beis, and the entire Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara will ask various questions on the answer of Rabba. Finally, on Daf Gimel and Beis, the Gemara will bring the teretz of Rava, as well as the teretz of Rav Ashi. And our Gemara now continues, V'rami d'Rav Shimon ad Rav Shimon. Let us ask a stira from the brisa that we just saw in the name of Rav Shimon, and another brisa that we see in the name of Rav Shimon. We just saw that Rav Shimon Oimeh, Kol Menachish, Nikbetsu Shalai Lishman, Kshirius, Va'olu L'Bayim Shem Chayva. And L'maisa, we have a stira, the Tanya, and as we learned in another brisa, Rav Shimon Oimeh, Rav Shimon Dash, and the Pasuk in Pashas Sav, that discusses the Korban Mincha, and the Pasuk states, Lo Yaseofer Chomets, Chalkom Nesati Oisa Me'ishai, Kodesh Kedoshim Hi, Kachatas V'Chasham. Rav Shimon is bothered that why does the Pasuk have to say that the Mincha is like Kodesh Kedoshim, and it's Kachatas V'Chasham, as certainly if a Mincha has a din like Kodesh Kedoshim, then certainly has a din like Kachatas and Ashim, which is Kodesh Kedoshim, and therefore he explains that the Pasuk is teaching us, Yesh Ben Kachatas V'Yesh Ben Kachasham, that there's certain dinim of a Mincha that are like a Korban Chatas, and there's certain dinim of a Korban Mincha that has a din like a Korban Ashim. As Rav Shimon explains, Minchas Chayte Harei Kachatas, that a Minchas Chayte has a din like a regal Korban Chatas, and Lefika comes to Shlei Lishma Psula Kachatas, and if you do Kmitza Shlei Lishma, then the Korban would be possible, just like a Korban Chatas would be possible if it's brought Shlei Lishma, as we learned in Masechta Svachim. Rav Shimon continues that the Pasuk is teaching us another din, that Minchas Adava Harei Kachasham, that all other Menachos, including Minchas Adava, have a din like a regular Korban Asham, and as we know that Benegeya Korban Behema, that if you bring a Korban Asham Shlei Lishman, that will be Kasha El Shlei Olu Bailam Sham Chayva, and therefore the Fikach comes to Shlei Lishma Kshira, that number one, if you do Kmitza on a Korban Mincha that's a Minchas Adava, or any other Mincha that's not Minchas Chayte, then it will be Kasha Ucha Asham, and it's also similar to Asham, Ma Asham Kasha Ve'inim Ratza, Af Minchas Adava Kshira Ve'inim Ratza. Therefore, we have a stira as to what the Shita of Rav Shimon is, as previously saw that Rav Shimon holds that Benegei all Menachos, the din is that if you bring a Shlei Lishma, then it will be Kasha Va'olu Bailam Shem Chayva. And from this price, it's Mashma that Rav Shimon holds like a Mishnah that Benegei all Menachos, then if you bring a Shlei Lishma, then Kshira V'loi Olu Bailam Shem Chayva. While if someone brings a Minchas Chayte Shlei Lishma, then it would be Pasal as well. As Rashi states on the first of the wide lines, the Kasha Rav Shimon to Rav Shimon, Ben B'Minchas Chayte, Ben B'Minchas Nadava. And the Gemara continues and brings the first of the three Terutzim, as Amar Rabba, as Rabba explains, like Kasha, that you don't have a stira between the words of Rav Shimon, as Kam B'Shina Kodesh, Kam B'Shina Bailim, in the first brisa where Rav Shimon stated that if someone brings a Mincha Shlei Lishman, that will be Kasha V'Olu Bailim Shem Chayva, that is talking about a scenario of Shina Kodesh, and if a Kohen brings the Kmitza, and he had Kavana to bring this Mincha for a different type of Mincha, and the Mincha would be Kasha V'Olu Bailim Shem Chayva. And these are the actual examples that Rav Shimon brought in the first brisa, and as we saw at the top of Amid, the Rav Shimon stated, Kol Menachah Shnikbetsu Shlei Lishman Ksheres, V'Olu Bailim Shem Chayva, and he brought examples, Shakimitz Machvas L'Shem Achashas, Maseh Muchichin Le'a L'Shem Machvas, and similarly, Chareb L'Shem Belula, Maseh Muchichin Le'a Shichareva, and since it's Maseh Muchichin Le'a, therefore his words do not have any effect on the Mincha, and not only is the Mincha Kasha, but it's Olu Bailim Shem Chayva, whereas in the second Braisa, Rav Shimon is discussing a case where the Kohen that's doing Kmitza actually had Kavana of Shinu Bailim, and instead of having Kavana to bring this Mincha for Ruvain, he stated he's bringing this Karban for Shimon, and since in this case it's not Maseh Muchichin Le'a, therefore even Rav Shimon agrees that by all Menachos the Mincha would be Kasha, El Shlei Olu Bailim Shem Chayva. Chava, and if he was bringing a Minchas Chayte and he had Kavana for the wrong person, then the carbon would be Pasul Gamri. And Agamar continues, Amalei Abaya, Abaya asked Rabbi the following question, Michtei Machshava de Pasul Rachmana Keshihi, that even you agree that Rav Shimon holds that Machshava will Pasul carbon, as you yourself stated, that Rav Shimon the second Bryce is referring to Shinu Baylim, either when someone has a Machshava Shinu Baylim, then it will be Pasul Gamri, like a Minchas Chayte, or by other Menachos, it will be Kasha, Vole Olu Baylim Shem Chayva, and as the Pasuk stated, Kodesh Kadoshim, he Kachatas Vicha Asham, and therefore we have a Hekesh to Chatas and Asham, and L'chari we have a cloud that in Hekesh L'mechza, and if so, just like we compared the Din of Shinu Baylim to the Din of Chatas and Asham, L'chari this Hekesh should apply to the Psul of Shinu Kodesh, and as the Gemara states, Mali Shinu Kodesh, Mali Shinu Baylim, and if so, how could it be that Rav Shimon would hold if a Kohen had a Machshav of Shinu Kodesh, then it would not pass out at all, and it would be Kashav Olu Baylim Shem Chayva by all Menachos, including the Menachos Chayte. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, that Rab responds to Abaya, and he answers as follows, Masel Mechichim to come Rav Shimon Svarahi, to Rav Shimon Darish Taibet Akra, Machshav Delei Minkara, Pasar Rachmana, Machshav Delei Minkara, Lei Pasar Rachmana. Rav explains that since we're going according to Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon is the man of Amad, as Darish Taibet Akra, so therefore he explains that even though we have a Hekesh, the Maisa, we have to understand why the Torah would tell us that the Psul of Machshav Shalei Lishma, and therefore Rav Shimon holds that where there's a Maisa that's Mechiach, that this carbon is actually the proper carbon, then certainly there would not be a psul. And the only time that the Torah stated that there could be any psul is only where the maisim are not murchiach. Therefore, in a case where a kohen had a bad machshava and he had machshava of shinu kodesh, where it's clearly nikkur that he's being mechazev and he's lying, then certainly that's not considered a machshava that can have any effect on this carbon mincha. And therefore, the carbon would be completely kosher and would be olu b'ayim shem chayva. And the only time that Rav Shimon states that there would be a problem with the carbon is only where the kohen had a machshava of shinu baylim, and since shinu baylim is not nicker in the carbon, as one can't tell based on looking at the carbon if this carbon belongs to Reuven or belongs to Shimon, therefore there would be an issue if he had an improper machshava. And if it would be a regular carbon, then the carbon would still be kosher, but the ma'aser would be loyal baylim shem chayva. And if he had an improper machshava by a minchas chayte, then the minchas chayte would be completely pasul. And as Rashi states, machshav loy minkra im mechaziv im lav pasul achmana the chashv lo machshava, as that would be considered a valid machshava that would have an effect on the carbon. And keep in mind that even though Rashi mentions the hekesh of kodesh kedoshim he kachatas v'chashom, however Ayin Tesis that points out in reality this pasuk is asmachta ba'alma, and the ikum makar is from the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra that states zoyis hatayil lo ilu l'mincha l'chatas l'ashom l'muliyim l'zevach ha'shlamim, and we compare all kabbonis to ha'shlamim, and we know the pasuk states v'im zevach shlam kabbonai shtei zvich l'shem shlamim, and that's makar that we require l'shmar by karbon shlamim, and therefore the hekesh tells us this is also a requirement by all other kabbonis, including the karbon mincha. Before we finish, let us point out that Taisus at the top of the Amid points out that when Rav Shimon stated in the Braisa, Eina menachah is daimus l'zvachim, as Rav Shimon continued, al b'zvachim eino kein, as shchita achas l'kulon, v'zvika achas l'kulon, v'kabal achas l'kulon, therefore when one had kabbon shleib l'shmar, it's not myself m'chichila, but zok Taisus l'kamon parach, l'chaluk of mishchitasan, the yesh b'tzofim, the yesh b'darim, that the Gemara will actually point out that certainly by the gear of many kabbonis da behemais, we do find differential, as we know, kachi kachim at shchitas b'tzofim, while the shchita of kachim kalim are done in the south. And also, I in the next Taisus, diba maschal, zvika achas l'kulon, where Taisus points out, the afgav, the yesh b'matan achas, the yesh b'matan abo, that even though by the zvika of zvachim, we do find myself m'chichala, and some kabbonis require matan achas, and some require four matanais, or the perish our countries, da filu hachi, leka kira, the tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech Tzvachim, Ninnu Kulam b'matana achas kiper. 8 lines before the end of Taisus, Taisus is, Avakosha mechatos l'shem oila, dechatos l'mayla b'kwanais uve etzpa, v'oila l'mata b'yisoid uve zvika menakli, therefore certainly maser m'chichalel, v'oikosha mekabola d'oshim kabolosei apismol, v'chatos b'yamin, v'afla rapshim emperk beiz d'zvachim l'kamon b'perkin, and therefore Taisus states, v'nira d'vadei ha'yochla hakshis kein l'kamon, as the Gemara will state at the top of Dav Gimel Mabez, my zvachim rei zvachim, Ayin Shom. And also Ayin Tap Tesis, where Tesis points out that Rav Shimon states Al Bezvachim Inukain, and he mentioned Shchita, Zrika, and Kabbalah, and Tesis explains why Rav Shimon would not mention Halacha, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.